Yan for hosting, and to Rabbi Rosner and for Rav Shai for making time this morning to be here, and to Shivan Hakotel for sponsoring, and the refreshments that are outside for after the shiur for those who want to see him, take a coffee and a Danish, so the learning can also be the gashmiyat background that we need in order for them to have the ruchniyat inspiration. So what I'm speaking about today is what we're all speaking about, which is Torah, but particularly about Daf Yomi. And I want to begin by speaking about the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud, which is really the basis for what's happening today. The Gemara there says that Abaye said, "Bring to me a rabbi who you hear is finishing a mesechta, a vidna yom atova l'rabbanon. I want to make a yomtiv for the rabbanon to celebrate this scene." Rav Moshe Feinstein learned something very interesting from this Gemara. He said it wasn't Abaye's siyum. You see from here that a siyum is a reason to celebrate for anyone who learns Torah and anyone who values Torah. And that's why Abaye wanted to make the party. And that's what's so beautiful. This really is the basis for the concept of the Jewish people coming together for a siyum, even though many people there are not finishing a mesechta. And that, I think, is the introduction for what we're going to be speaking about in the next half an hour. And what I want to talk about is the special yomtiv that we should be feeling, not only when we finish a mesechta, but when the Jewish people are finishing Daf Yomi. And in general, I think the emotions we should be having these days are, number one, simcha, appreciation, happiness, and number two, reflection about how we can better take advantage of the opportunity to be happy. I always tell people at a siyum that when the celebration is going on, they shouldn't sit there and think about how lucky and wonderful it is that so-and-so is finishing a mesechta. They should be thinking about they're wanting to finish a mesechta. They're wanting to be able to celebrate this way. I landed this morning at 5:15 at Newark, and when I was driving here, totally open roads, because no one's up, everyone's up late last night, I was thinking about along the lines of Rabbi Adler in the beginning of the program today, what the Goyim are doing on this New Year's Day and what we're doing. What Jewish people are celebrating. Ashreinu, we have something of such deep content to celebrate. And I assume the scene was scheduled for today because people are off. But I think it's just a beautiful, strong message about what we're doing when we're off, that we're on. And the ability we have to use our lives meaningfully, to celebrate that and take advantage of it. So I want to begin speaking about why Daf Yomi is kedai. What aspects of it, beyond regular learning, are so worthwhile? So the first thing, let's go up to page one, is the concept of Kriyas Yitum, and I want to develop it a little bit. The Mishnah in Avot Shammai tells us, Asei Toratcha Keva, make your Torah what's kavua. Now this Kviut is meant to express itself in two ways. The first, as the Rambam says in the Pirush HaMishnayot, is a priority. The focal point. The Shoresh and the Ikar. Asei Talmud Torah, Hashorish Vahikar V'chol Shara Sakecha Nimshachim Acharav. Im Nizdamein Nizdamein Vim Lo Izdamein Lo Izdamein. This is a very strong statement which we in our community, the modern Orthodox community, have to think about. It's not just how much time we learn. It's a question of our perspective on our learning. We in the modern Orthodox community believe in the value of so many other pursuits, and we're proud of that. But we need to make sure that our Talmud Torah is the Iker, the Shoresh, the focal point, and that everything else is secondary to it. Torah, ooh, there may be many oohs, but to start with that focus. In fact, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Hei develops this idea. The Gemara there asks why the earlier generations who knew less Torah than the later generations, God was so close with and their learning was so successful. The Gemara there explains the earlier generations, their Torah was their centerpiece. Their Melacha was secondary, and both were successful for them. The Gemara continues and bemoans, we in the later generation, when we make our Melacha the Iker, even our malacha is less successful. That's why the Rambam, after speaking about the base chiv of Talmud Torah that we'll get to in a few moments, in Perek Gimel, when the Rambam speaks about the opportunity to achieve a level of Talmud Torah, a connection with Talmud Torah, as we're hearing from the other Rabbanim, the Rambam writes, if a person says, you know, let me work on business, on finance, on developing other areas of my life, and eventually I'll get to learning. The Rambam says, if a person has that thinking, he'll never be zocha to the keter of Torah. Which is the Mishnah right before in Avot, the Rambam puts the two together. It's a prioritization, not just in time, but in mindset. The second aspect of making your Torah keva is, of course, the component that we're most familiar with, which is setting a time for it. We all know the Gemara in Shabbat Aflam and Aleph, where it says, a person gets to the Olam HaDin, they ask him questions. The first is Nasata, Benatata, Ve'amuna. maybe people feel they don't have to answer the second one because they feel they won't get past the first one, and obviously we have to make sure that we can get past the first one. But what's the second question? This is a tough question. Because there are people even in yeshivot who learn Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, very seriously. What about Friday? What about Bein Hazmanim? So I like to bemoan when I'm driving home the point of learning Daf Yomi, which I think is very important even in yeshiva. I say there's two kinds of Jews. Those who go to Gan Eden and those who don't learn Daf Yomi. Because how many Jews who don't learn Daf Yomi make sure to learn every day? We all have to think about this. If we have a better plan than Bakasha, but if it's a plan that does not include being Kovei Eitim every day, we're in trouble. In fact, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Zayin goes even further. Rav Hanuna, Ein Tchilat Dino Shel Adam Nidon Ela Al Divrei Torah. Since it's the beginning of the Din. Now, how these two Gemaras fit with each other is an interesting question, less important for our purposes. Let's just say the question of person setting time for Torah is a major part of Din. Rambam summarizes this topic, page 2. Kol Ish Yisra, Chayiv, the Talmud Torah, and then the Rambam starts delineating. He's not satisfied with just the Kol Ish. Bein Ani, Bein Ashi, Bein Shalim Behufo, Bein Bal Yisiri, Bein Bochor, Bein Shahi Yazakin, Gadol Shatashish Kocho, Afil Hay Ani HaMisparnis Min HaTzdako Mechazer Al HaPsachim. And then the Rambam says, you want to know what the greatest Kiddush is? Everyone's ready? Ve'afilu Bal Yisha Uvanim. Even someone married with children is mechuyav to learn Talmud Torah. Anyone married with children understands why this is less. That's what the Rambam is saying. Even such all people, chayav lekavod l'zman l'talmud Torah b'yom kippur. Every Jew has to make sure to set that time. And the setting of the time is so important on a number of levels. Just before we get to that, the Gemara in Yoma Daf Lamed Hey, let's get down a couple of sources, is I think what inspired the Rambam. The Gemara in Yoma says that when a person gets to Shamayim and they're asked, why did you learn? And we all have excuses, right? We're Jews. I was too poor, I was too rich, I was too tall, I was too short. Everyone has an explanation. The Gemara in Yoma says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings someone who had that explanation better than you did. You were too rich, he brings Yehuda Anasi, who was very rich and learned. You were too poor, he brings Hillel, who was dirt poor and still managed to learn. So that we should realize in our own lives that the excuses, they're not real. We should overcome them. We should transcend them. It's so important for everyone to reflect, you know, now that we're celebrating this, how are we going to learn differently? Every time, at every siyum, there are people who start learning and then they make the next siyum. I just forwarded a piece this morning to a lot of people from Yadidja Meir. Many of you may know the journalist who's here for the year in America. So he wrote about one of the security guards who was the security guard at the last siyum hashas for Yaakov Ne'eman, a religious minister. He said he was standing there, just, you know, security guarding. And he heard the speeches. He was so inspired, he decided the next day to start brachot, and he's now at the siyum finishing. It can be all of us. It can be all of us. In any case, if we speak a little bit about why kfiyat itim is so important, let's look at the source after the Gemara in Yoma, the Medrash, very famous Medrash. A little bit, the source isn't well known, but the Medrash is well known. There's a debate about what the most important pasuk in the Torah is. Is it v'ahavta re'echa kamocha? Is it Ela Sefer Toldot Adam? Is it Shema Yisrael? But in one version of the Medrash, towards the bottom of page 2, Rav Ploni stands on his feet and says, Halacha ben Pazi, who said, the most important pasuk is, Akeves Ha'achat HaSebalokim, the Korban Tumah that we bring every day. People are more excited by the special events, but the Korban Tumah is about consistency. It's about what a person does day in and day out, and that's, of course, the hardest thing to maintain. And the reason Kfiyas Itim is so important, not just to do every day, but to do it at a set time, is A, because if we have a set time, there's a better chance it'll happen. And two, by having a set time, we're showing it's our priority, which gets back to the first point we made. It's not just that a person learns every day. It's that it's on their schedule before anything else. Everything else revolves around it. Kfiyas Itim is so important. We go back to the Yerushalmi that I skipped. Yerushalmi is talking about the Mishnah in Sota, which bemoans the loss of Anshei Amono, people of faith, strong people of faith. So what does it mean to be a strong person of faith? So we might come up with all kinds of images, but the Yerushalmi says, you want to know what it means? A person who has a time when they learn every day, and there are people screaming at them, we need you for business. Now in the old days, you wonder what this meant. Today we know exactly what it means. There's a phone, right? The phone is screaming, we need you. And he says, I'm not going to lose my moment. Less on a mevatla onati. In chaming the mesi mesi. If the business is going to come, if the other things are going to get here, they're going to get here no matter what. I'm not going to lose it because I'm spending the time I need to spend learning. And there's a very, very powerful statement. Those who are successful at learning Daf Yomi are successful because it's a priority. And nothing else is as important. And of course, it gives a tremendous amount of meaning and definition in someone's life. I have a line here just that I wrote myself in Hebrew. It's not a makor, it's just something I wrote. When a person learns Daf Yomi, they are defining themselves as a person who learns. Not a person who goes to a shiur once in a while, a person who is proactively learning. And just to finish this last idea, the Hafla, one of the great Achronim, points to another interesting meaning of the word kvias, kava. If you look in Sefer Malachi Perakimel, Hayikva Adam Elokim, can man steal from God? So the word kava also means to steal. So the Hafla says there's this connotation as well. A person who steals moments away to learn. To be koveit and to grab those moments, to take advantage. How lucky someone is when they always have what to do and they're looking to maximize their time. I was on the plane last night. I had to write the notes on this shiur. I'm giving a sicha over Shabbos. I had to write up that. I have to prepare shiur for next week. I had a whole thing to do. So the plane gets off. This one's watching a movie. This one's going to sleep. I had work to do. Not work, learning. And to always have what to learn is such a special thing. I'm named after my great-great-grandfather, who was the Rosh of Bezdin of the Eda HaChredis in Yerushalayim. His name was Reb Zelig Reuven Benges. There are many interesting stories about him. One of them is, at the end of his life, he made a seam and invited all of his friends. And the friends came, and they said, like, what's the big deal? You made a seam, you must finish shas all the time. He goes, yes, I do. But this is a special seam. Why? This is a seam I made finishing shas over 17 years at bus stops and weddings. What are we doing at bus stops and weddings? So this idea that a person has Talmud Torah in their life, setting themselves up as a learner, looking to maximize their time, is one of the critical elements of Daf Yomi. So let's turn the page now to page 3, where we're going to talk about a second aspect, which is knowing Torah. And I'm going to have a quote here from Rav Gifter that Rabbi Adler is going to like very much. When I heard it, I said, okay, I'm going to see Rabbi Adler, and I'm going, it's not on the sheet, because I heard it after I printed the sheets. Okay? I heard it with Adler in a rabbinic group that I'm part of in England of rabbis. I think it's great that the rabbis, they communicate and work with each other on their sourcing. And on the tarmac yesterday in Tel Aviv, after I heard this line from this English rabbi, I said, we need a group like that in America too, where American rabbis on WhatsApp can communicate about sources and Torah sheets and shalos, etc. And I sent you a WhatsApp that you haven't heard yet, suggesting that maybe we put it together. So when you hear it, it'll be because of this quote that you'll hear from Rav Gifter. But in any case, a person besides setting time for Torah has a responsibility, which more than a responsibility should be a mission to know the Torah. Unfortunately, at certain points in our lives, we decide to give up. We're not going to know the Torah, and the truth is, we're never going to know every possible wrinkle in the Torah. But to know the basics of the Torah, to be a Torah person who's familiar with all the areas of the Torah, it's so sad that even serious Torah people very often are familiar only with parts of it. If you look at the top of page 3, famous question, Ben Dama asks his uncle, Rabbi Yishmael, about now he's finished learning the whole Torah, can he now learn Greek? He goes, Ani shalamadati kol ha-Torah kula. Someone like me who's learned the whole Torah. That's the base that a person should be striving for. Many achronim point to the Gemara in Kiddushin Aflamad, which could be understood in the following way, v'shinantam levanechom, that our knowledge should be so clear it should fall over our lips. And some say, what you know, you should know well. But most of the Achronim understood that it's saying, no, you have to know all the things well. And another source that's brought for this is the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed, where there's a debate about how much a father needs to teach his son. Is it Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, Halach, Zagados, or less? And Rashi there emphasizes, if a father is responsible to teach less, then the child is responsible to complete the process. Rashi says, Mikan Ve'erach, Yelame, Hubi Atzmo. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Baal HaTanya summarizes and says, "Min haTorah ha'avu chayav l'lamed b'no v'atzmo olimtza lo malamed she'ilamdenu kol haTorah kula." The sheifa, the aspiration, should be that a person should be familiar with the entirety of the Torah. And that's how Rav Moshe Feinstein, in a number of tshuvas, talks about the great significance of that knowledge. Two tshuvas Rav Moshe speaks about how etzem limudaf ayomi, the point of it is that a person will encompass and get to see the Torah in its entirety, in its breadth. Now again, obviously a person should strive to know it well, and not just the basic introduction you get through Daf Yomi, but at least that. I have a father-in-law, many of you know him through his children, he has wonderful children, Eitan Feiner and others who people know, of course, his daughter Shani Tarragon. So he's been learning Daf Yomi for 35 years. Excuse me, 45 years. He's an ophthalmologist, but he's been learning Daf Yomi 45 years. How many cycles is that, Seb? So he knows every Gemara. I don't know if he knows every possible Kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eger, but he knows every Gemara. You can talk to him anytime about any Gemara. And that's what we should all be striving for. And Moshe Feinstein speaks about it here. There are a number of sources I'm going to skip because of time constraints, but let's look at page 4 at Rav Moshe's lengthy treatise. The second source on page 4 he says, HaMitzvah she'esh al kol echad v'echad m'Yisrael l'lilmon es kol ha'Torah shehu limud talmid bavli shelo b'iyum. Learning at least the Bavli, not b'iyum, but at least being familiar with it. Now we, Modern Orthodox, we know it means more than that, knowing Tanakh well, knowing Machshava well, but also knowing the Gemara well. And he says in the second paragraph, that's the makor for the concept of limud daf gemara shahayi b'rov Ar Yisrael, that always existed as a tradition in Jewish cities. And then he says in the third paragraph, ukeshe'etchilu mitrashlim b'zeh, when community started breaking up, and people no longer had that set community framework causing them to learn gemara every day, hunan al piyagon rabbi Shapiro zatzal shahayi of beth in Duran b'lublin, shahiyya daf yomi klali kavua b'chol ha'olam shebalim b'zeh mekayim limud kol ha'tar kula shebalpeh shenifkul ha'lidei rabashi b'rabbi. The Daf Yomi was the mechanism instituted to make sure that people who don't have a framework that ensures that they get familiar with Kol HaTorah Kula, that they'll know it on some level. And I just want to conclude this part before we move to the next part with a couple of the sources in the bottom of page 4, and there's more sources that people can look at on their own. Why is it significant that I, Jewish person, me, I'm not a big Talmud Chacham, I'm not the Gadol HaDor, I'm not the biggest Rebbe, why is it important that I learn Kol HaTorah Kula? What value is there? I want to share with you a beautiful thought of Rav Kook. Everyone knows the piece in Yeshayahu, the pasuk Hashem chafetz leman tzidko yavdil to Rabbi Adil. That's the pasuk we say before Kaddish. And that's why when someone gives money so that the Daf Yomi group should have bagels and lox on Sunday, he's doing it lahagdil Torah v'lahadira. Now, I don't understand. How do these guys learning Daf Yomi and eating bagels, how is that making the Torah greater? So Rav Kook writes, and you have the original Hebrew here, but I'll translate it to English. Every Jewish person interfaces with every piece of Torah in a way unique to them. When you learn Torah, there's a piece of Torah being understood that never has never been understood before and will never be able to be understood by anybody else, unless you share it. There's value in the Torah each person learns in their interface, and there's something lost. Like the letter of the 600,000 of the Torah is lost when your letter isn't realized. And that's why we put together when we conclude Shemona Esrei, and it's a Mishnah of Avos. Sheyibana Beis HaMikdash Bemer Vemeno. I mean, that's a pretty significant thing. Ve Sein Chalkeinu B'Torah Sechel. How can we put the two together? How can we put together the so important goal of Binyan Beis HaMikdash with Sein Chalkeinu B'Torah Sechel? It's that important. So the two things we're speaking about here are, number one, having a need to learn every day. Number two, having a framework that can help you encompass it. But I want to add a third dimension, which I have a big chiddush. I've been checking with a lot of rabbis over the last few days. So I want to hear what Rabbi Rosner and Rabbi Adler think about this. I think there's a concept that's significant, even more so today, of learning what the rest of Klal Yisrael is learning. Well, let's say you're going to be Kovei Itim. You're going to start today learning Beitza. You're going to learn Daf every day. You're going to know Kol HaTorah Kula, but you're not learning what Klal Yisrael is learning. I think you're missing this third component. And what's the source? Just because it sounds nice to us? Look at page 5. And of course, everyone's speaking about how the Hakel concept of the 7-year, 7-year gathering of the Jewish people is the model that Daf Yomi we should be feeling at this Siyum today. And it's very special that here in Chutz Laaretz is one Siyum bringing people together, despite the challenges involved, and those behind the scenes know the challenges involved. And I was in the airport last night with Rav Chanoch Teller and Rav Yitiel Goldberg and a number of other Rabbanim, and I said, it's a busha for Bnei Eretz Yisrael. It's a busha that we don't have a siyum like this. There are 14 siyumim in Eretz Yisrael over last week and next week. Everyone has, based on gender, age, affiliation, Rahman al-Islam. And I can tell you behind the scenes, this isn't an election fiction anyway. If it wouldn't be for Mizrahi, there wouldn't have been one siyum for the Tzioni Dati community. It wouldn't have fallen apart. We have to figure out a way in Eretz Yisrael that we can do it together. All those who love Torah, men, women, children, this kippah, that kippah, we have to emphasize this for ourselves. But Hakel is the model for it, when the whole Jewish people comes together around Torah. But that's one moment. I think it goes beyond. Let's take a look at page 5. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Chet says, Amar Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Ami, La'olam Yashlim Adam Parshiyosav. Person should finish the parsha, Shnai Mikra, right? Im Hatzibur should finish Shnai Mikra with the Tzibur. Shnai Mikra Vechot Targu. And then it repeats this one. Shekol HaMashlim Parshiyosav Im Hatzibur. My reason is Yom HaVishnosav. Gemara continues third line. Rav Bibi Bar Abaye thought, you know what? Maybe I'll do it earlier. Maybe I'll do it later. The Gemara says, no, you have to do it exactly at that moment. Why? Because it says, Ashnimu Parshiyos Saichu Im Hatzibur. Im Hatzibur. Tosfot. When that Gemara starts talking about, what does it mean, Im Hatzibur? He says, from the moment that Tzibur starts reading the Parsha, when's the first moment we start reading a week's Parsha? Shabbos Mincha. And then the debate starts. The time when we read the Parsha, the actual moment when they read the Parsha. Why is that so important? Just do the Parsha. You have to learn the Parsha parallel to the Tzibur learning the Parsha. In fact, the Ra'avan, one of the German who showed him, goes even further. He says, you know what Shnayim Mikra is meant for? A person who's not going to be able to hear Kriyas HaTorah. They should figure out when the shul is doing Kriyas HaTorah, and they should learn the Parsha parallel to that. It's how we learn as part of the Tzibur. And that, of course, is Torah Shebichtav, the base Shnayim Mikra, the base. Maybe sadly, another thing that maybe we don't emphasize enough. The Talmud Torah Shebichtav cycle each week, Shnayim Mikra V'chatar. On a most basic level, a person should be familiar with all the psukim and the parsha, and the Onkelos or the Rashi, whichever one is not as important for what we're talking about. And when you speak to people who are holding in this way, and they've learned it every year, they know every Rashi, you can talk to them, each one. It's something missing, we have to fix it for ourselves. Rav Meir Shapiro did this for Torah Shabbat, and in his speech at the first World Agudas Yisrael Conference, when he presented it, this is part of the speech, he said, what a great thing, a Jew travels by boat and takes the Gemara Brachas under his arm. He travels for 15 days from Eretz Yisrael to America, or 12 hours. And each day he learns the daf. When he arrives in America, he enters a Beis Medrash in New York or New Jersey and finds Jews learning the very same daf that he studied on that day. And he gladly joins them. Could there be greater unity of hearts than this? Rav Meir Shapiro lived at a time where transportation and communication was becoming more standard, normal part of life. And basically what he was saying is, it's not just that Jews around the world are going to learn the same thing at the same time, which is a nice concept. But now that we're traveling, there's a real nafkamina of that. And how much further have we come in 100 years since then? You don't have to fly from somewhere to somewhere else to hear Rabbi Raz and Shir and Daf Yomi, right? You don't have to fly somewhere to learn B'chavrusa with someone in Beit Shemesh or Brazil, she mentions in the continuation of that piece. The beauty of the Jewish people learning something together is a beautiful thing. And if you do that, you know what it feels like. And if you don't, we encourage you to do. I want to conclude with two last points on pages 6 and 7. The first is a Gemara that Rav Meir Shapiro himself quoted, and you have the quote here on page 6, as homiletically connected to the concept of Daf Yomi. I think it was mentioned already, so I'll just mention it briefly. Rabbi Gamliel was on one boat, Rabbi Akiva was on the other boat. Rabbi Gamliel sees the boat that Rabbi Akiva's on is drowning, and he's so sad. But Rabbi Akiva survives, and he asked him, well, how did you survive? And Rabbi Akiva says, out of nowhere in the water, a daf, which can also mean a plank of a boat, appeared, and I was able to grab onto it, and it helped me brave the waves. Rav Meir Shapiro again mentioned this homiletically, and he said, we live in a world full of waves, full of challenges, full of distractions. When a person has the daf to focus on, it can be something that keeps them focused. You know, when I speak to boys in yeshiva about the challenges of the internet, sadly it's not just for boys and not just boys in yeshiva. I think we need three things to survive it, to be able to transcend it. One is that a person understands how problematic it is to get involved with the wrong things or to just get sucked into a waste of time. And because people don't understand how problematic it is, they think it's just an issur. They don't realize that it will destroy their lives, family lives, and personal lives. To understand how problematic it is, that's number one. Number two, you need a mechanism, a filter, whichever it is, something that will help you. If you have the mechanism without the understanding of the problem, it won't help you because you'll go around it. If you have the understanding without the mechanism, it won't help you because you'll fall. But you need a third thing. The Rambam writes, third source on page 6, that when a person lacks content, nature abhors a vacuum. When a person lacks enough content in their lives, people get into the most trouble when they're bored. They need something. And in today's world, we have a lot of time. So little and so much time at the same time. When a person's bored, they get involved in the wrong things. Rambam writes, Yifana atzmo machshavta ledivrei Torah v'yarchiv dato v'chachma she'ein machshavet arayat mitgaberet ele v'leif poni min ha'chachma. Problems begin when we don't have enough chachma in our minds, Torah in our lives. And again, we should strive for much more than Daf Yomi. But Daf Yomi gives you that staple to be involved in. My father-in-law, I mentioned before, every morning for the last, I think it's 1976, that's 485 years, right? It's a lot of years. He gets up before Shachris, he learns Vilan Chavrusa. Then after Shachris, he goes to a shir to do Chazara. Then at night, he meets the Chavrusa, they go over it. He has, throughout his day, he's busy, he's done surgeries, and he has something in his life that's significant, that's substantial. And that's how we end up focusing on things that are most important. Last but not least, on page 7, I want to speak briefly about the theme that I began with and want to come back to. So again, I think Hakel is the model of where people come together, and we can learn from Hakel what we should be thinking about at the seal. And the first point I want to make is that if you look at the psukim that describe Hakel, Varim Perik Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Hakel Asalam Anashim Anashim Atzaf Agerach Hashem Sharecha, Leman Yishmu Leman Yilmedu V'yaru Es Hashem Elokechem. Those exact words are used in Varim Perik Dalet when the Torah tells us what we're meant to remember about Har Sinai. Varim Perik Dalet, Pasuk Yud, Yom Asher Amadet Afnei Hashem Lekech L'Choret, Hakeli Asam Vashmiyam, when I said to Gary the people so they could hear me, Asher Yilmedu L'Yiro Si Kol Yom Asher Yom Chayim Al Adama B'Zbunem Yil Amedu. The goal of Har Sinai, Moshe repeats in Varim Perik Dalet, was that people should appreciate what learning in Yirat Shemayim, how learning can support Yirat Shemayim. Medrash HaGadol makes this connection and it says, Yom Hakel, ki yom shenitna bo Torah. Ksiv hacha hakel asa'am l'man yishmu l'man yilmadu. Ksiv hasam hakel li asa'am b'ashmim esad v'ray ashi yilam dem liru l'sikol yom. The Rambam formulates this connection and he says, it's ki yom shenitna bo b'sinai. And that's why afilu chachamim gidolim shiyodim kol ha-Torah. Even people who know Torah need to come to this experiential event because this event is in order. L'chazek data emet v'yir atzmo ki yil atan et stafaba. A person should get the chizuk from this joint showing of appreciation of Torah, celebration of Torah, to feel like it's the first moment when the first tzivui was given. And I think this is why the Rambam quotes Dine Hakel, not in Hilchos Talmud Torah, because it's not about learning. It's in Hilchos Chagiga, which is about celebrating our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is about coming together at those moments of Aliyah L'Rega. And I want to conclude now on page 8. But the Chinuch mentions this idea and what it should mean, and I think it drives into one particular avenue. The Chinuch writes about the mitzvah of Hakel. Mishar sheha mitzvah, the fisha kol yikaran shalam Yisrael hi haTorah. The ikar of the Jewish people, the shoresh, I say karaska keva, is the Torah. And that's how we're different from other nations. In the end, what separates Jews from other people is not we're smarter or we're less smart, right? The article in the New York Times, it could be the Jews are smarter. But in the end, that doesn't make you truly different. And we see how people can be Jewish and unfortunately live their lives in a way that's so similar and really not differentiable, without the ability to differentiate from other people's. Torah is what gives a person a substance that's different. And he says that when you come together and hear Torah together as a tzibur, it leads one to appreciate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, appreciate our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and be happy about the great suit we have to be part of it. And part of what gives this gathering a sense of being more than just about the learning is the fact that it's meant to be all members of the community, not just adults. Men, women, children, infants. If you look back at the top of page 7, the Torah emphasizes that you're meant to bring the taf, the smallest children. On page 8, Rashi says, quotes Chazal, in order to give sachar l'midayayim, give schar to those who brought them. What's the schar for bringing them? The source for Rashi is the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Gimel, where it's Rabbi Yehoshua who makes this point that there's schar, and the Gemara says this was a great pearl, an unbelievable drush, a very important thing. So I think there are two ways to understand why it's so important that even the infants be there. The first is based on knowing Rabbi Yehoshua's background. The Yerushalmi tells us that Rabbi Yehoshua's mother used to bring him to shul and to the Beis Medrash in his crib. So that his ears should already become connected to Torah. So the first way of explaining why we bring them the small children is we want to already indoctrinate them, already connect them to Torah in some way. And of course, this is what it means to be a Jew. Avraham Avinu is different than Noach and Chanoch and Adam and all these tzaddikim who lived in a vacuum before Avraham came to the world. Avraham is different because it's about how he's going to pass it on. As Hashem says in Bereishis Perek Ches, because I know he's going to pass it on. But I think there's a second element. And this point is emphasized by Cheskel Weinfeld, who's a rabbi in Eretz Yisrael. The value of bringing the small children is not just how it impacts them, but what it says about us. The statement we're making that's important to us. And he says, being involved bringing the children, even though the children may not gain anything, is to intensify the experiential side of our coming together. Latet sachar lemivieihem. It's to give something to those who bring. Umashirisha behem et hargoshas ha'achrayis la'anchalas ha'torah ledoros. And it reinforces our sense of the great responsibility we have to pass Torah on. That's what a hakel experience is. That's what a siyum daf yomi is. It's to celebrate the Torah that's been learned, no matter whether you do daf yomi or not. Whatever Torah you learned, you're celebrating today as part of Klal Yisrael, who is celebrating their learning of Torah. Klal Yisrael is celebrating a huge accomplishment of a completion of a cycle of tziburi, of communal learning. We, if we value Torah, we celebrate together with that. And we think about how can we ensure that this is going to continue. And of course, we all know that Rav Meir Shapiro's takana, he may not have known it at the time, although he may have, was something meant to play a role in helping Torah continue through a terribly difficult transitional period. And it worked. The first siyumim, I remember growing up in Brooklyn. I remember there was a siyum in Borough Park, siyum daf yomi, must have been 1975, something along that sort. It was a couple thousand people. It's part of Klal Yisrael thinking about how we take our Torah learning to the next level. Because our Torah learning isn't a small detail of our community. It is the core identifying question of whether we are something special and different. So yeah, part of it is to think about, should I learn Daf Yomi? Am I really on a better program than the learning of Daf Yomi? Could be we are. But many people are not, and they're just not on a program. They value Torah, but they're not on a program. Daf Yomi is a tremendous program because of the kfiyas, because of the knowledge of Torah, and because, most importantly, the connections of the tzim. But even if you didn't learn Daf Yomi, and you're not going to learn Daf Yomi, and you're against Daf Yomi, for whatever reason, you should go, you should celebrate, you should appreciate how special you are to be part of Am Yisrael, and how wonderful it is that there's so many other people who feel the same way. And it really doesn't matter what kippah they wear or don't wear, or what suit they wear or don't wear. Of course there are differences, and we don't check our hashkafa at the door. Everyone should go themselves, you don't have to dress up any differently. But to appreciate that the base level is that with the Am HaTorah, the Am who learns Torah and celebrates Torah, and we should appreciate this as a tremendous yomtiv, as Rabbi Adler said earlier, it's a yomtiv for everyone, but in different ways. Some are celebrating absolutely nothing. They know they're celebrating absolutely nothing. I'm not saying, I'm not putting them. And there are some who are celebrating the most wonderful thing. And that celebration should lead to a reflection that each year in Simchas Torah and Shavuot, and in 7 years from now, the next time it's around, we should have even more to celebrate ourselves. Shukov again to Rinat, and then we should have a meaningful